Anything are you making?
A house.
Uh-huh. So that looks like this is the roof, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying to think about the last time we saw Helga. Was this before? I think we saw her before Easter. Right?
Yeah, we did.
Do you want to tell her some of the different things you've been doing?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what you've been doing. Oh, my goodness. How about, I'll give you a hint, aquarium. What would you say about going to the aquarium?
It's a real great white shark.
Wow. Did you go swim with him?
No.
What were they doing? What were the great whites doing?
Swimming.
Swimming. What else did you and Daddy do when you were there? You got something that you kind of like. At the aquarium. Do you remember?
Two real great white shark teeth.
Teeth? Were they real?
Yes.
Yes? How did you get that?
I just bought it.
Oh, you didn't take it out of his mouth?
No.
No.
That would be scary. So, yep, they had them. And were they recent ones or were they from a long time ago, you think, now?
Long time ago.
Mm-hmm. They were fossilized. So they seem to be old. Is that going?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Green light. I'm going to get the batteries out.
That's a go. So, yeah. So, and then what did you do like the time when Grandma and Grandpa were here? You forget. Well, I remember this is when I was on my trip, right? And one day you told me about driving.
Driving from where? To where?
Driving from where to where? I don't know. You told me you drove the whole day, all day long. Whoa.
You like the marker? Orange.
So maybe we should talk about something because you're not really remembering those days. How about why don't you tell her about the new game we've been playing? This is a super fun game at our house. Watch this. Oh, is it going through? A little bit. You know, that's actually not so good for the marker.
Why?
Because it can mush the top, see? And it may not work anymore.
Yeah, I think it will still work.
You think it will still work? Okay.
So, I made three.
You made three.
Orange.
What? I can't believe you're not going to tell her about the very cool game we've been playing at home. The one that you did not want to stop playing. That you wanted to play when we go home tonight.
Yeah. You pretend to cook me.
I have to pretend to cook him, so how do we play it? What do you need in order to play the game?
A sheet.
Okay, and?
Me.
Yeah, and what else?
I know what else I need.
What did I pretend to sprinkle on you even?
Ingredients.
Ingredients. Okay, so what kinds of things did I pretend to cook you up to be?
I forget.
You forget, really?
Look how big of a dot that is.
Look how big of a dot that is? Yeah, that is a big one.
It's not orange, what color is it?
It's yellow, I think.
Yeah, because this is orange.
Mm-hmm. And this one's yellow. But it kind of looks orangey in the middle, doesn't it? Interesting. No, it's definitely yellow. So, what's our plan with this? She's probably wondering why you brought this.
To get a snack.
To get a snack. Okay.
Is there money in there?
Yeah.
There's a lot of money in there. Are you going to buy a whole machine? And it looks like something.
It's a silly purse.
Purse. You recognize it?
Yeah.
A silly purse. Yeah. And actually, Mandy, do you remember what was in this when we bought it?
No.
A deck of cards.
Oh, now I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Well, there's quite a lot of money in here.
Whoa.
This one's not going to be very helpful for the machine, though.
No.
How come?
It's Canadian.
It's Canadian. Yeah.
Mama, look at
it. I know. I went all the way through. Did it go under the table even?
Yeah.
At some point. Well, you know, you were telling me yesterday about some of the things with the magic show. Maybe Helga would like to hear about the magic show you said.
Can I put this underneath?
That's a good idea.
Well, he put toilet paper in his mouth and then a bunch of colored paper came out of his mouth.
Wow.
A bunch of colored paper came out of his mouth. That was sort of interesting.
And we had to throw some crayons to a book and then it came out the color.
It came out the color, whichever colors you threw?
Yeah. I chose pink.
And then what happened?
The book came to all the colors to go into the book.
See, that is interesting. What about the animals? You said something interesting with animals, too. Do you remember? Well, I think it was something like there was a lion and it turned into a snake.
No.
Oh, what happened?
There's a bird and it turned into a ferret.
A bird turned into a ferret.
No, it's not a ferret, it's not a bird.
I know, a bird turned into a ferret. Isn't that what you just said?
Oh, yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. I don't know how that can happen. So, that was an interesting thing that happened. He didn't go to school, though, for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. How many deaths?
I know, there's a lot of them. Well, the first week was kind of an interesting week because I was at work, Daddy was at work, and who watched you all week?
Yeah, and Lisa.
Lisa, what did you actually do with Lisa?
I know one thing you did.
What?
Remember the picnic?
Yeah, in the living room.
Yeah.
Picnic in the living room. How'd you have a picnic in the living room?
Put a rug on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I invite some of my animal friends.
You invite some of your animal friends to come?
Look at them. I stabbed it down with them. The ink splattered.
Yes, I know. Those are kind of wet markers, aren't they?
That's why I'm only using one at a time.
That's why you're only using one at a time, because it would be a huge, huge mess.
One. Two. Three.
Wow. You know, we had kind of a weird weekend this weekend, because we kept trying to do different things, remember, Maddie? And, like, everything kept getting changed. Like, remember, first we were going to go to Splash Lagoon, but what happened?
There's no room.
Right. So we couldn't go to Splash Lagoon. There was no room. And then we were going to go to this children's festival thing, but then what happened?
I forget.
Do you remember when we went?
Oh, yeah, but it was already over.
Mm-hmm. It was already over by the time we got there. Oh, my, that's quite a splattering.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we didn't get to go to that. What did we end up doing?
I forget.
Remember Roman?
That was because this was squirt splattering. Whoa.
Let's see. Oh, my gosh, it's a total splattering. I think you're getting us kind of full of marker, though.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, because look, it's flying everywhere. It's getting it on the table, getting it on me, getting it on Helga. Let's not splatter them quite so much now, okay?
Not like that.
Yeah, not so hard.
Not like this.
Yeah, that would be the way not to do it. Okay.
Like,
what happens when I would say not to do something and if you do it, what happens? Time out or... bad early, yeah. So, let's not splatter anymore, okay?
What's that?
That
looks like paint.
It totally looks like paint. Well, the same stuff that's in markers is a lot of this. It's just basically paint, right? You look like you're painting your hands pretty well. So, I'm trying to think of what
else is going on. Look at the three splatters.
You got so many.
Only three.
Only three? Three big splatters? And then some other stuff too. This is like a little, kind of a little splatter one.
That one is.
This is a little splatter one.
All of them are tiny splatters.
Little, yeah, definitely. So, maybe you could talk about what you got for Easter. You got a lot of presents for Easter. From various
well,
people.
I have this.
Oh, you do. Oh. So what'd you get for Easter? Oh, you're splattering. Uh-oh. Please don't do that. I had already asked you not to do that. I think we're going to need to have a rescheduling. You're going to need to come back a different day.
Why?
Because you're not following rules. Okay. We're going to come back and we'll do this next week. Because now you have to go home and you have to go to bed early because you're not listening. I already told you not to do that. What? Time out? Hmm? No. No, we've been having trouble the last several days with you not listening. And I told you the next time you didn't do something... and we talked about it, and you went ahead and did it. But you're going to have to go to bed early. I'm sorry, you feel sad. But it doesn't matter if we're meeting with Helga or we're doing something at home. That's the rule we set, right? Didn't I talk about not splattering, and you just did it again?
I didn't mean to splatter. I didn't mean to splatter. I'm trying to do it the other ones.
I know, but that's splattering. What do you mean, like the other ones?
I didn't mean to do a splattering.
You didn't mean to do a splattering?
No.
What were you trying to do?
I was trying to make it like the other ones.
You were trying to make it like which other ones?
Like this.
All right, so what do you think we should do so that there's not a problem with the splattering anymore?
I don't know.
No? What do you think would be a good idea?
I don't know. I don't know.
It seems like you're having a hard time with the markers and you're not doing a good job with listening.
No, I thought you were
We're going to talk about it when we leave here.
Okay.
Okay, so what do you want to do? Do you want to stay here or do you want to go home?
I want to stay here.
Okay, what do you want to do the rest of the time?
I don't know.
What do you think would be a good idea?
I
What do we usually do when we're in here?
Color.
Color? Well, the markers are not working out so well, though. You're having a hard time listening with the markers.
I'll try crayons.
You try crayons? Okay.
Crayons are better because they can't splatter like markers.
Crayons are better because they can't splatter like markers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe, you know, I also didn't really like it when you threw the markers all over the table. How do you think we can deal with the markers now?
Put them away.
Okay, and then?
I don't know.
You had a better idea in terms of crayons, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll put these away. Can you please get them from the table? I said we were going to talk about it when we leave here. Please give these to her. Thank you. I wonder if Helga noticed your new shoes. Do you want to describe them to Dr. Wiest? Because he'll never see them, so what would you talk about your shoes? You don't know. Well, I feel like if you're going to be here, you need to try to do a good job and talk like you always do about different things, okay? Otherwise, we might as well just go.
I
want
to go.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you want to try to come back next week and we'll do it again?
Yeah.
I think that would be better. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. I think he's been tired.
Yeah. I'm tired.
I think it was like, he got really off schedule during the 2 weeks off. And then he got nervous about going back to school. He hasn't really been himself since, like, maybe Saturday. I don't know what's going on. But he was upstairs in my office right before this, too, and he was not doing so well.
It's hard to get back.
Yeah, it's hard to get back until the schedule of school, right? And sleeping and stuff. Okay, because you never seen him do that before, right, where he doesn't listen?
Uh-oh, no.
Not really. We usually listen pretty well. But he's been having a bunch of these events where you tell him to not do something and he just does it anyway. Right, Bo? Yeah. I'm going to work on more listening, right? Okay. So let's look at our books and we're going to find a different day to come next week. I'm sorry, Helga, because this is kind of not good use of your time, but... Okay. All right. Let's see which day. What day would you prefer next week?
I think I'm gonna do this. Thank you so much for that.